This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February the 26th. Today's Bible verse, we have two Bible verses, Proverbs 8:10. It says there, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold." End of quote. Proverbs 8:19 says, "My fruit is better than gold, yeah, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver." End of quote. Do you like silver and do you like gold? You see, just looking at the pure silver and gold gives you joy and happiness inside you. Besides, one could potentially become wealthy by accumulating silver and gold. This was especially true in the olden days because silver and gold were very precious and used as currencies in the past. It has buying power and has an intrinsic beauty. Bible says in our today's Bible Insight, receive God's instruction and knowledge more than accumulating silver and gold. Why? Bible promises the fruit and revenue of God's instruction and knowledge are better than the fruit and gain that silver and gold gives. You see, you can accumulate gold and silver. However, the Bible says the fruit and reward of your investment in God's word would outbeat your investment in precious metals like gold and silver. Our insight says, listen again, it says, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. My fruit is better than gold, yeah, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver." End of quote. What does this mean? God blesses supernaturally those who receive his instruction and knowledge daily. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 34 says, "Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." End of quote. Daily invest your time in knowing God and receiving instruction from him. How do we do this? By spending time with God every day. How do we spend time with God? By listening to him and talking to him. How do you listen to God? By reading the Bible and studying the Bible every day. When you read the Bible, you are hearing God speaking. Then you talk to him in prayer. Ask him questions. Ask for his guidance and help. Share your issues, pains, and problems with him. You can also read and listen to daily insights like the one now you are reading and listening. However, nothing can substitute the Bible reading and meditation. Beloved, as you grow physically, mentally, and emotionally, make sure you grow spiritually. More than all the happiness and blessings the world gives you, thirst and hunger for the joy and blessings God provides you. You thirst for it. You hunger for God's blessings and joy. You see, nothing can beat his choices to blessings he graciously and lovingly adds to your life. Beloved, let me ask you this question. Do you have a specific allotted time every day to receive God's instruction and knowledge? If not, start giving a few minutes to God every day. It doesn't need to be a long time. You can start with 5 minutes and extend to 15 minutes. That's all it takes. However, you will be amazed at the fruit and reward that can bring to your life. You would be glad you did it. And the wisdom that God gives takes you to the foot of the cross where Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins, to reconcile you with him with all the heavenly blessings. You see, 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, "Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." End of quote. In Christ Jesus, you would end up discovering all the true wealth, all the real wealth. The wealth that is much more valuable than gold and silver. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, I want to get your instruction and knowledge rather than choicest gold and silver. I understand the power and wisdom of God are in the person of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me and my sins. Reconcile me with you. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me today. Please help me to spend time with you daily by reading and learning the Bible. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.